And while we're here in Southern California for the primary tomorrow, we wanted to check in with one of the few media figures in this area who focuses more on politics than entertainment. Comedian Bill Maher is in the middle of the 14th season of his HBO show, Real Time with Bill Maher. It's an interview show that mixes Maher's liberal politics with jokes and policy discussions. He just had Bernie Sanders on the show last month. He joins us from his office in Los Angeles. Bill Maher, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what do you think that you are adding to the political landscape with your show that doesn't exist elsewhere? What are you bringing to the conversation?
Well, hopefully always humor. We're on an entertainment network, so if we're not entertaining people, they'll get rid of us. But beyond that, I have always believed that in show business, you have to do something no one else is doing. And I think what always has been the bond between myself and the audience is an unflinching honesty about both sides. I said it a couple of weeks ago that I have never been afraid to tell liberals when they have spinach on their teeth, metaphorically, of course.
Well, and in fact, you've in this campaign, you've endorsed Bernie Sanders, which...
Oh, sure.
And you've said on your show that most of your audience, you think, would agree with you on that, that they're Sanders people rather than Hillary people.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Obviously, the facts speak for themselves. Hillary Clinton has gotten more votes. That's just a fact. Do her rallies attract as many people? Absolutely not. But that's probably because her people are not the type who want to go out to a rally. I mean, to go out to a political rally, I wouldn't do it either. You know, it's for a lot of people, it's free entertainment. You know, it's like standing on the side of the road when the marathon runners go by. Would I do that? No.
Well, but do you think that he still has any chance of being the nominee of the party at this point?
Slim. But it's the weirdest year ever in politics, so I don't blame him for staying in. She could have a health issue, and he would be left standing. Something that we don't foresee with the email situation. Now, I've always said the email thing is a big nothing burger, but it matters to people. And the more you hear about it, it becomes a little less of a nothing burger. That report made me go, I still don't think it's anywhere near disqualifying. But it did give me pause as a comedian to keep doing jokes about how much of a nothing it is.
Hmm. Would you get behind her enthusiastically, though, if she becomes the nominee of the party?
Well, enthusiastic is a strong word. Let's not go nuts here. I've always said, my joke always was that the phrase ready for Hillary was the most accurate, honest political phrase slogan I've ever heard, because it completely sums up how I feel about her. Are you ready for Hillary? Yes, I'm ready. It's like getting a shot.
Right.
I'm ready.
That's what you said, right?
My sleeve is rolled up. Just give it to me. I don't want to get Zika virus. But that's not enthusiasm, exactly.
I feel like as I've watched you talk about Donald Trump, that you feel like you have some insight that maybe other people don't about why he's been so successful, that you as somebody, I mean, you're from the same region of the country that he is, although so many people are, but also that you're both entertainers, that maybe that you see something about why he's been able to tap into such popular support among Republicans, at least.
Well, what we do have in common is politically incorrect. That is true. I said that from the very beginning, that this country has been choking on political correctness for over two decades, because after all, I had a show called Politically Incorrect that started in 1993. So obviously it bugged me back then, and it was something that was bubbling up in America. And obviously I did a miserable job of driving a stake through its heart, because it's never gotten better and only gotten worse, especially with the internet. As far as recognizing Donald Trump as somebody from my childhood, yes, because if you're an East Coast person, you knew this guy, the guy who's going to get you a deal. I'm going to get you a great deal. I know a guy who knows a guy. It's very close to it fell off the back of a truck, you know, and that is a salesman, and that's what he is. But maybe the election will just have enough time for people to catch on to this. I think they should read his book, or at least excerpts from it, The Art of the Deal, because he does a lot of that in the book, tells you how you can fool people. And maybe before the election, they will realize, oh, that is what this con man is doing to us.
You mentioned Politically Incorrect, which was the show that you had before the show that you have on HBO. And of course, famously, we remember what happened after 9/11 and that show ended. Have you said anything in the course of your career on television that you think did go too far? Obviously, you don't believe that that did, but anything else?
You're referring to the tragic events of 9/17, as we call it around the office here.
Yeah, right.
When I was unceremoniously canned by ABC back in 2001. Have I ever said anything that I would? I'm sorry. Was it that I want to take back?
That you'd take back, or you think went too far?
Oh, sure. Almost weekly.
Hmm.
That's what happens when you do a live show. You know, we're live. I know everything is called live now, which really just means we were all alive when we taped this. But our show is actually live. There's no redoing or editing. And every week I feel like there's something that I would like to have sort of done over in some way. And I have a lot of trouble sleeping on Friday night, often because I just turned
the
show over.
You're thinking back to what you
Yeah, I turned the show over in my mind, and I'm thinking, oh, I was a little hard on that guy on that point, or, oh, I wish I got to finish my point here where they cut me off. Now people will think I meant when I meant this other thing. Stuff like that.
Well, one of the other things about your show right now that I think is an important difference between it and so many of the other shows that discuss the things that you discuss on that show, political stories, news stories, is that you're based in Los Angeles, which means you're outside of the sort of Northeast media bubble. And
Thank
also
God.
The people that you're bringing on the show are not the typical people that get to discuss politics all day long on cable news channels.
Well, I do think we see the same media wherever we are, but California is by far the largest state, and in many ways the state that is leading the nation in so many areas, because it's the only state that is completely run by liberals. We shouldn't have two senators. We should have 28, you know. And
I saw you suggest that to Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
He didn't like that idea.
Went over like a lead balloon with him.
Right.
But, you know, Rush Limbaugh does his show in his underwear from Florida, doesn't he? Would it really matter if Rush Limbaugh was in Florida, New York, California, or on the moon? He'd be the same idiot wherever he is.
Bill Maher, why did you get into politics and political analysis in the first place?
Because of my family background. My father was a radio newsman back in the days when radio stations had news on the hour, every hour, no matter what station it was, even WABC in New York with Cousin Brucey, counting down the top 20, which my ear was glued to from the ages of 11 to 14. Mm. Even they, and it bugged me to no end, had to interrupt the top 20 so that at the top of the hour we could hear some idiot talk about the news for 5 minutes. Well, my father was that guy on another station, a number of other stations. And so news and talking about news was always in my house. But it was always what interested me. And so it was sort of natural when I got into comedy that that would be the subject that I was drawn to.
And in fact, you yourself have taken that to the next level now and gotten involved in politics in terms of giving money to well, certainly to the super PAC, $1 million, famously,
right,
as we know. Are you going to give this time?
No. First of all, well, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if Hillary needs it this time. I certainly don't feel about her as strongly as I did about Obama. But the truth is that if Trump were to win, it would be way worse than if Mitt Romney ran.
You haven't mentioned Gary Johnson, by the way, which sort of surprised me because he's obviously with you on the marijuana issue.
Well, look, who's not really with me on the marijuana issue at this point? And as far as the libertarians go, I mean, I watched that Gary Johnson convention. I like Gary Johnson, and he's a smart, reasonable guy, and so is William Weld. But all these people, all these years, who say to me, oh, you're such a turncoat, you're not a real libertarian. Who would want to be with those morons? These people who were booing the fact that Gary Johnson said he supports the 1964 Civil Rights Act. So somewhere along the way, the libertarians got taken over by just a bunch of kooks for the most part. And I don't want to be associated with people like that. There's a reason why that party doesn't do well, because we already have a party full of kooks. It's called the Republicans.
Bill Maher, a comedian and host of Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO. We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. It was a pleasure. Thank you.